بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب فضل الإحسان إلى المملوك. In this chapter is discussed that a person should show ihsan, kindness towards whom he possesses, that is the slaves. Of course, today there are no slaves, and here it refers appropriately to those people who work for us. And in fact, to all those who are under us, that a person must have the quality of ihsan. How to treat people, there are three levels. One is a person makes zulm on somebody, whether it is the wife, the children, the workers, friends, etc. The other is the zulm, that we oppress them, we do wrong to them. The second is adl, justice. How they treat us, we treat them in that way also. They are good to us, we are good to them. They are bad to us, we are bad to them. That is the middle one. And the best and the highest, and which is the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is ihsan, kindness. Even if they treat us badly, we treat them good. And we always appreciate what they do. We shower them with favors, etc. That is what Islam requires, to ihsan. What all that are around us and with who we have relationship, to have a relationship of ihsan, of kindness, of forgiveness, of overlooking, of forbearing. قال الله تعالى الله تعالى says in the Quran Sharif وَعَبُدُ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Worship only Allah and do not associate any partners to Allah in any way. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And see that you treat your parents also in this way with ihsan. Don't say my parents were bad to me, or they are not good to me, so I won't be good to them. My parents don't come and visit at my house, so why must I go and visit at their place, etc. No, kindness with regard to parents. وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى. And with family members also, at large, all family members also, we should have a relationship of kindness and forgiveness. وَالْيَتَامَى. And orphans also. وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. And the poor people also. وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. And the neighbors, and especially those who are near and those who are family members. وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ. And the neighbors who are far, or the neighbors who are strangers. They are not related to us or anything, but they are our neighbors. وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ. And the person who is next to you, that refers to the wife also, that she sleeps next to you, she is your partner in your life. And wherever you are traveling, whether it's on a bus, train, aeroplane, the person who is sitting next to you, show kindness to him. Don't, there is an armrest, don't you hog the armrest and you don't give him place to put his arm on, etc. Don't yawn in such a way that you cause him inconvenience. Don't do such a thing that the person who is next to you be inconvenienced in any way. وَبْنِ السَّبِيلِ. And also the traveler, a person who is a traveler, who is will be show kindness to him also. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. And those that your right hand possesses, that is your slaves. And in our times, in the context, it will be our workers. So all these groups of people, we generally covers everyone. We are required to show kindness, and that is the command of Allah Ta'ala, to be forgiving, to overlook, to forbear. And whoever has done this has seen the fruit of it. Though it's very difficult at the time, those who are your subordinates were not good to you, they didn't do your work, etc. Your blood boils, your temper rises, but if you control yourself, the end result is always good. And if we do the opposite, we vent our anger and we become vulgar, etc., then the end result always is a bad one. So Allah, who is in charge of all affairs, He has given us these commands. وَعَنْ مَعْرُورِ ابْنِ سُوَيْدٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهُ قَالَ. This is a tabi who lived for 120 years. He narrates, رَأَيْتُ أَبَا ذَرَّ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهُ عَلَيْهِ حُلَّةٌ وَعَلَى غُلَامِهِ مِثْلُهَا. I saw Hazrat Abu Zar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is one of the great sahabas of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he had a jubba on him, like a jubba which has the top cloth and then it has inside lining also. So he had a jubba like that, and his slave that was with him also was dressed in the same clothes. The master and the slave had the same type of jubba on. فَسَأَلْتُهُ عَنْ ذَلِكَ. I was surprised at this, that usually the slave wears very simple clothes and the master will wear very good expensive clothes. So I asked him about this, how is it you and your slave both are wearing the same type of clothes? فَذَكَرَ أَنَّهُ سَابَ رَجُلًا عَلَى أَهْدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He then mentioned an instance that he spoke bad at a person in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the commentators of hadith says this was Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They had an argument and then he said some bad words to Hazrat Bilal. فَأَيَّرَهُ بِأُمِّهِ. And he found fault in him with his mother. And the words that come in the hadith that he told him, you are the son of a black woman. In other words, he was humiliating him, disgracing him. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Nabi صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ then told him, إِنَّكَ إِمْرَأٌ فِيكَ جَاهِلِيَّةٌ. He told Hazrat Abu Zar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upset and unhappy that he treats this person, and who, Hazrat Bilal, like this. He said, you're a person, you still got the qualities of ayyami jahiliya in you. You're a jahil still. A person can be a great alim, but if these qualities are in him, he's a jahil, he's not an alim. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned him with these words, and they were such that they listened and they took effect. Not like us, that we got so thick skins and we are so our skulls are so thick skinned that nothing enters it. No matter what somebody tells us, we don't take a lesson. But they took lesson immediately. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further said, Hum ikhwanukum, they are your brothers. Wa khawalukum, and they are those that who are supporting you and doing your work for you. Ja'alahum Allah tahta aydikum. In the system of Allah Ta'ala, Allah has made them your slaves. Allah had made these people to come and work for us. They are in need of a salary, of a wage. So Allah has made the system of the world work and put them under you. فَمَنْ كَانَ إِخْوَةُ تَحْتَ يَدِهِ. So whoever has got somebody under his hand, that he has got subordinates, whoever it might be, فَلْيُطْعِمْهُ بِمَا مِمَّا يَأْكُلُ. He must feed him of that same food what he eats also. وَيُلْبِسُهُ مِمَّا يَلْبَسُ. And he should let him wear clothes as he wears. The equality which today in our country, all the strikes which are carrying on, all that is all a capitalist system. Islamic system is neither a socialist system, but to be fair and equal with all our workers also, give them a proper living wage also, treat them well also, don't underpay them, etc. وَلَا تُكَلِّفُهُمْ مَا يَغْلِبُهُمْ. And don't even give them work which is beyond their capacity. Don't give them so much work, don't tax them so much which they cannot do. فَإِن كَلَّفْتُمُوهُمْ فَأَعِينُهُمْ. And if you have to give them some heavy work, it is necessary in the workplace, then help them on that work. Support them and give them help also. So these are the beautiful golden teachings of Islam, but unfortunately it is only left for the kitabs today. It isn't in our lives. Otherwise the world will see the beautiful example Islam presents. And that can also come when a person works upon himself and he hasn't got greed of dunya. But when a person wants everything for himself and doesn't want to share with his workers, then that is where the problem starts. That greed of us eventually kills us and it causes us great harm. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates from نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم who said, إذا أتى أحدكم خادمه بطعامه. When your workers, they bring your food to you. That is, you have got a cook, he has cooked the food and he has brought the food for you. This is only one example and it refers to everything else in all the other departments as well. فَإِلَّمْ يُجْلِسْهُ مَعَهُ. And if you cannot let him sit with you and eat, eat with you. You feel it beyond your dignity. Or many times the workers themselves, they feel they can't sit and eat with us. They want to be more comfortable on their own. So if you can, let him sit and eat with you. And if you cannot, فَإِن لَمْ يُجْلِسُ مَعَهُ فَلْيُنَاوِلُهُ لُقْمَةً أَوْ لُقْمَتَيْنِ or ukletan or ukletain. And if you cannot let him sit with you, then let him eat of that same food also, at least a little bit. He prepared it, he got the smell of it, he has got an idea what it is, and now he can't even taste it a little bit. Give him also a share. And this we should keep in mind with everyone. Many times the wife also prepares things and she brings for us, and we eat up everything, we leave nothing for her. Whether it may be a cake, whether it may be some biscuits, some samosas, and she brings and she gives it to all, she fried 3-4 samosas, and we don't even leave one for her. We just eat up everything. And with the cook, with him also, a worker. Further, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّهُ وَلِيَّ إِلَاجَهُ. He is the one who cooked it. He has got a connection with it. He has got feeling for it. And now you don't let him enjoy it at all. They shine your toilets, they shine your houses, but they can't, and they have to go and live in tent shanties, etc. They see the food they are throwing in the dustbins by our house while their children are going hungry. This is not at all the system of Islam. If we are true Muslims and we make an effort in this way and try and bring this equality, we will see, we will set an example, not for South Africa, but for the world, that this is how the world must be governed, and this is how Islam has taught us to live as human beings. May Allah let us realize that our Islam is not only namaz and rozas and ibadat, but Islam is such a complete and perfect way of life. Then we will also understand what a magnanimous Rasul Allah has sent to us, and what a deen Allah has given to us.